The meeting was held in Harrigan Centennial Hall, which will close in a month and reopen at the end of next year, expanded and remodeled shortly after Kettleson Library wraps up a similar overhaul. Outside were a rebuilt harbor, a new seawalk, and 20 miles of repaved state highways. Panelist Rachel Roy with the Sitka Tribe framed what she sees as the problem in Sitka.
I think that it's necessary to find ways that our community can be affordable, to be able to keep the people living here, to be able to operate businesses, to be able to start businesses, to be able to thrive in our community.
The forum never strayed too far from its very first question: is affordability a reasonable expectation in Sitka? Sentinel publisher Thad Polson moderated the panel, which, in addition to Roy, was comprised of Sitka Sound Science Center Director Lisa Bush, former Municipal Administrator Gary Paxton, Northern Southeast Regional Aquaculture Association General Manager Steve Reifenstuhl, and insurance agent Mike Venneberg. This is Lisa Bush.
I really don't think it's the job of the government to make our lives affordable. I mean, the government doesn't set the cost of goods. It doesn't set salaries for private and nonprofit sectors. It can control taxes, but it doesn't control airfare. That doesn't make airfare any cheaper. We live on an island, and so transportation is always going to be expensive. Getting things here is always going to be expensive.
Mike Venneberg has held a seat on the Sitka Economic Development Association for 18 years. He looked at affordability as part of a bigger picture.
If you look at the schools and you look at the hospital and, you know, some of the issues they're having, I mean, growth is the thing that can fix things. I mean, you look at institutions like that that have costs that are going to increase. I mean, Sitka is a place that stayed very, very even keel for a long time. I mean, our population is about the same as it was 20 years ago.
Both Gary Paxton and Steve Reifenstuhl came down on the side of growth. Paxton at the industrial park that now bears his name, and Reifenstuhl in support of the continued expansion of Silver Bay Seafoods, the lead tenant at the park. But there were members of the audience who felt this was missing the point. Owen Kindig recommended higher taxes on undeveloped land to promote the construction of more housing. After housing, Charles Bingham touched on the most sensitive affordability nerve in Sitka.
From September 2003 and 2011, our food costs rose 43.6%.
Bingham read from a copy of the Sitka Community Food Assessment, which was released last year.
For a standard market basket, our cost was 57% higher than Portland, Oregon, 37% higher than Anchorage, and 21% higher than Juneau. And that's not sustainable.
Food prices triggered some of the more robust exchanges of the evening. This is Assemblymember Michelle Putz, who attended in the audience.
Would we be willing to increase the mill rate by 3 or 4 mills so that
absolutely not, Michelle.
So that we could all not have to pay tax on food in Sitka.
That was panelist Gary Paxton, who later apologized for his outburst. The mill rate, and a mill is a tenth of a percent, is the Sitka property tax rate. It currently stands at 6 mills, or $6 of tax for every $1,000 in property. Paxton thought higher property taxes would just be passed on to renters, many of the same people Putz wanted to relieve by eliminating the sales tax on food. But he was not able to close the door on the argument. This is Lisa Bush again.
I don't disagree with you, Gary, but I think Michelle makes a point about taxation on food. And it is something that does bother me. I know it's part of our economic picture right now for running the government, so I don't think I would be in favor of increasing the millage rate to get rid of the tax on food. But what do you, I guess I would ask the panelists and the audience, what do you think of the idea of lowering the tax on food maybe in the wintertime and raising it back up again in the summertime?
Audience member Sherry Aiken didn't wait to be called on. She responded, but we still have to eat year-round.
I think taxation on food is just one of the worst things we can do. $5.26 for a gallon of milk. I have a 13-year-old. I mean, it's just unbelievably expensive. I had one bag of groceries, no meat. You know, we're talking $50, $60. You know, the thing is I can understand some things I can reduce, but I can't stop eating.
This prompted forum moderator Thad Polson to call for a show of hands. Who would support a needs-based tax exemption on food? Later, he also called for a show of support for Sitka Community Hospital in its current form. Both received strong support. And again, for raising the property tax in Sitka, which also received near unanimous support. Polson also found some agreement on raising the sales tax by 1% in summertime to support the schools. The willingness to tax ourselves was meaningful to Gary Paxton.
This is not a crisis in having the city government run itself. It's a function of responding to reduce state funding and ensuring that we can provide our school system with enough money that they don't lose any more than three teachers. So I just want to, as a matter of perspective, I'd say things are a lot better than we think we're doing.
Paxton thought a couple of the new tax ideas might be reasonable, but Steve Reifenstuhl thought voters might object.
We come up against the wall. We're going to vote on a tax. If that tax gets voted down, it does. That wall gets closer, and the city has to react. They have to start cutting programs, so they're forced into it.
Thad Polson recalled Sitka in 1968 with a property tax of 9.5 mils, a sales tax, and a state income tax. There were no pollution controls. Raw sewage was pumped directly into the ocean. All that and more has changed.
We had tumble-down schoolhouses. They're all in perfect condition now. Our water was coming virtually untreated from Indian River, and now it's totally purified. The infrastructure in Sitka is first rate. We're paying less per capita now than we were back in the day. So the good old days were not necessarily the good old days.
Earlier in the evening, fisherman Eric Jordan observed that economic growth would make Sitka a more desirable place to live and make it more expensive. As the town hall came to a close, he lined up behind the positive thinkers.
I agree with the people that say we are in amazingly good shape. We can thank John Stein, Gary Paxton, the assembly people who have been on here for years. This community is well situated to handle the problems. However, the force of the gales to come. I just wish the state had the kind of leadership that we do, and I really want to thank all the panel members for putting up with Mark Gorman, letting me hold the mic.
Thanks.
With that faint praise, current city administrator Mark Gorman thanked everyone for attending, saying he had learned a lot. He quoted an earlier comment by Gary Paxton that bureaucracies want to expand and want to do good, and both are expensive. Gorman said, "I want to do good, maybe at half the price." Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.